You know, it's honestly a bit heartbreaking to see how Etsy has changed. What started as this wonderful, curated space for independent, handmade creators has really shifted. Now, it feels like it's dominated by mass-produced items and AI-generated goods.
I completely agree. It's important to remember what the platform was originally built on: authenticity and those direct connections between makers and buyers. It was designed to empower artisans to monetize their crafts without getting bogged down by traditional retail overhead.
But somewhere along the way, things changed. With more relaxed selling policies, the rise of print-on-demand and dropshipping, and now the widespread use of generative AI, the marketplace has just been flooded. It's so much low-effort, high-volume content now.
And the platform's own algorithms are really amplifying that. They're built to maximize engagement and sales, so they naturally push those cheap, keyword-optimized, AI-driven products to the top. It effectively buries genuine handmade work and creates a seriously unlevel playing field.
It's really taken a toll on the community. This structural shift has sparked a massive exodus of independent sellers. You can genuinely feel the loss of that original spirit.
It makes sense why they're leaving. Between rising transaction fees and the sheer impossibility of competing with automated, mass-produced inventory, many artisans are packing up. They're moving to standalone e-commerce platforms like Shopify or finding niche communities that actually prioritize craftsmanship.
And when they leave, Etsy loses what made it special in the first place. It's slowly being stripped of its original differentiator, and we're left with what's basically just another conventional, price-competitive retailer.
Interestingly, consumer reaction to all this is sharply divided.
Exactly. Long-time shoppers are really mourning the loss of that handmade authenticity. But at the same time, a huge chunk of buyers now just see Etsy as a convenient, budget-friendly spot for trendy home decor and personalized gifts.
That divide actually points to a broader commercial reality. As technology makes replication cheaper and faster, market value is increasingly tied to convenience and volume, rather than human skill and storytelling.
It really is a critical cautionary tale for the entire creator economy, isn't it?
Absolutely. It demonstrates just how quickly a digital marketplace can lose its cultural identity when growth metrics and algorithmic efficiency override foundational values.
I think there are ways to fix it, though. Stricter verification systems, dedicated search filters that actually separate handmade items from print-on-demand, and better financial support for independent makers could go a long way.
Those are valid points, but many argue that Etsy has simply adapted to market demands. The reality is, true artisans will inevitably build their own independent storefronts, regardless of what the platform does.
Still, I believe the future of digital commerce really hinges on finding a sustainable balance. We need to embrace technological automation without losing genuine human craftsmanship.
Precisely. Without intentional safeguards, platforms risk commodifying creativity and permanently alienating the very independent creators who originally built them.